Lake Effect Weekend continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. In our Project Milwaukee series, Innovation, How Do We Compete?, we've been exploring the challenges that innovation faces in Wisconsin. In 2007, film industry supporters and filmmakers were able to take advantage of a tax credit program which was designed to lure filmmakers to the state. The program offered tax credits of 25% for production spending and 15% for infrastructure. That quickly attracted higher-profile movies to Wisconsin, like Public Enemies, which starred Johnny Depp.
However, in 2009, then-Governor Jim Doyle limited the credits, and in 2013, the tax incentives were removed completely from the state budget. With surrounding states still offering good tax breaks, it's no longer financially logical for movie makers to come here.
One Milwaukee company that experienced firsthand the benefits and the challenges of innovation is RD Image and RDI Stages. Janine, Saijon, Rosina, and Tom Davenport founded the company in 2005, and what started as a commercial photography studio expanded to include the largest soundstage in Wisconsin. The firm also supplies other services to support the film industry.
Davenport told Lake Effect Audrey Nowakowski how the company became a leader in film innovation once the tax incentives were introduced.
We are early adopters in digital photography. We kind of saw the handwriting of what people were looking for as photography was changing, say from film to digital, to what sort of studio space you need, the type of studio that you're going to be working at, instead of a big multi-photographer studio, more of a boutique operation, which have always been around, but for the types of projects that we were doing, we needed a big space. You know, we needed plenty of room and plenty of equipment to do the types of work that we were doing. When it came to the film incentives and developing RDI Stages, that was very much driven by just the entire lack of that sort of thing in the state. And when we had the opportunity, we had a building that could suffice for what filmmakers would need, we jumped on it right away. We're very much incentivized to do it.
Right. We had talked to individuals that were looking at actually filming projects in the state, and so we knew as we were coming into it that we already had captive audiences in terms of, are we going to be able to provide this for the state? And that whole business model is very interesting. Eventually, the state decided to eliminate the tax credits. And their decision to do that was based on the fact that they felt it was not creating enough permanent jobs. And so that was very disappointing in that that particular business is much like contractors building homes. They are permanent jobs. They just change locations from time to time and set up a new project. And so this particular industry, clean, green manufacturing. That's what we used to talk about all the time. Clean, green manufacturing. So productions could come into the state and do their film, and they were only going to be given tax incentives if they indeed spent that money. So they had to spend the money to receive the tax credit. It wasn't as though taxpayers from the state of Wisconsin were going to be providing tax credits for those individuals. They had to actually come to the state and spend that money. So it was tremendously successful as a business model. So there were projects that were indeed coming into the state that I was getting that first phone call being part of the Film Wisconsin group and implementing projects and crew base right here from our state. So they bring their own people in, but then they also supplement by people that would be engaged in that project.
Just for some examples, what were some of the titles of perhaps film or television series that were initially supposed to be here before that tax incentive was taken away?
I think that there were probably naysayers within the state that didn't believe that we could, in fact, lure projects in. And I can tell you, as being that first recipient of the phone call for projects, indeed, it was happening. So everyone understood clearly what was happening with Public Enemies. We saw that. So that was the Johnny Depp film. And they took various cities and locations within the state and put money into those particular locations, refurbishing them, which then becomes an attraction for people to come as a destination to see. So in other words, in Columbus, where they had redone the streets for a particular scene in there and the storefronts, ask those business people, how monies were spent in their businesses as they were filming. And then they left and they had made great improvements to that particular city. So that happened in Columbus, that happened in Oshkosh, that happened in Milwaukee. Transformers 3 was here. That was shot down at the Art Museum. They wanted to shoot in other locations. And because we didn't have the tax incentives, it didn't make financial sense for them. But then I had become part of a project with NBC and Sony. It was a TV show that was called The Watch. And a man by the name of Charles McDougall came in as the director, and he had received an Emmy from Desperate Housewives. He was also the director on Sex and the City, The Office, The Tudors. And we supported that project in the pilot. So that particular project is about a $5 million price tag. That was going to be set in the city of Milwaukee. They loved it. It provides architectural beauty, cleanliness, a look of the Midwest that they wanted to recreate, a body of water that often looks like the ocean, but Lake Michigan can use as a backdrop for that. There are many things that an individual from the artistic side, which is the director, wants to fulfill in the vision he sees for a particular project. So they love anything new. They're tired of shooting in LA and having palm trees in the background and hoping to have that look like the Midwest. It's not going to look like that. So they want to come. And so those of us who live here can't even imagine that somebody would want to come to our little city, but they did. And so they filmed here, and that particular project, like many, got shelved. That same director. This was a project that he wanted to bring Ridley Scott and his brother and take a look at the city of Milwaukee to be able to film. So they did. So now we're feeding the artistic side of the director, but we also have to feed what makes sense financially. That means the tax incentives have to be in place. I could not get folks in Madison to determine if, in fact, they were going to take a look at that for tax incentives. They would not respond. And I'll fast forward, they had to take that project. They began filming in Canada. That project was the CBS TV series The Good Wife with Juliana Margulies. That was supposed to take place in Milwaukee. They would have been back here repeatedly filming, and I could go on and on with other projects. There was another one that they were taking a look at our city, Revolutionary Road. That was with Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. Kate Winslet. I personally went and scouted for a particular neighborhood that they wanted, and that ended up being actually in Ravenswood in Wauwatosa. Little did those folks know. So I was scouting for various projects, both TV and film. So this was not hearsay. I was doing it.
Let me add to that, too. When you're talking about innovation, too, one of the things that was kind of amazing at that particular time when these incentives were put into place was the amount of innovation that was being driven by what those incentives meant. So all of a sudden, the film classes at UWM were just skyrocketing. MATC was implementing motion capture systems. We started to train a bunch of people, and we continue to train them. The problem with our innovation now is we're training these people, and they're going someplace else. Everybody's picking up roots because they don't want, I mean, they're not, there's no jobs here for that sort of person. So they're going out to Vancouver, or they're going to LA, places where films are being made right now. So there's a whole lot of innovation that can take place. It sure would be nice if it was taking place in Milwaukee, because I think we have a great groundswell of support for that sort of innovation.
So what do you think is the main obstacle why people have the interest here in Milwaukee but then are leaving to go elsewhere? Is it mainly because of the lack of support from statewide industries, or do you think it's another element?
To me, it's statewide. I mean, I think
we're not providing that avenue for them to implement their education into a career path that's going to be able to be fulfilled and sustained in our state. We don't have those programs because the tax incentives went away. So you can have a great career in spot work, which is, you know, TV commercials. There's a ton of that. We have a tremendously powerful, creative community, very talented, a lot of experience, but it's only in that particular niche, which is mostly spot work or TV commercials. So we're educating them, and then we lose them because we can't provide a career path here. Had we had the tax incentives, I think that would have greatly bolstered that potential viability of a career in that industry in your own state.
So do you think a lack of innovation here in the city also equals a lack of creativity or just a lack of support for the arts in particular, since the film industry is more so viewed as non-sustainable? As you mentioned, the state didn't take it that way. So do you think that's the main problem here?
I think we are a widget-driven state. If it isn't very often, and that's how we began to be successful in the state and in the city. We were producing widgets. We were producing something that is tangible that you could hold in your hand. So that mindset, I think, takes decades and decades to change. And as we saw in the state, many of our manufacturing facilities were moving elsewhere. And so we had all those skilled workers that have lost their jobs, and now we want to retrain them for a particular industry that was going to suit them and is clean and green and sustainable. The entertainment industry is a very successful industry. And so we were going to be able to provide that as an avenue if in fact we kept those tax incentives.
And I think probably as far as innovation is concerned, I think there's plenty of very innovative people in our city and in our state. It's getting the masses to look beyond what the next year or the next 2 years is going to be. It's very easy for people to say, oh, well, we're going to build a big machine in a factory someplace, or we're going to support a big dairy industry or something like that. To think about how movies are made and to think about how that particular industry works is a little bit out of the common man's realm in our area. Once they see it, once they realize that, oh, you know what? It takes welders. It takes carpenters. It takes electricians. It takes the type of jobs that we've already trained people for to make these things successful. I think that they would probably get that it's probably a good thing for our state.
Have either of you ever contemplated leaving the city to take your business somewhere that was more receptive?
We have not. We believe in the city and the state, and these are where our roots are. And we have developed a tremendously loyal following in terms of the clientele that we work with. And again, they're both in and out of the state. We're very grateful for the film community here. We may not be doing indie films as we had once anticipated, but we continue to support the spot film crew base, which is TV commercials. And they are, in fact, our greatest salespeople. They love working here. The facility has a tremendously powerful workflow, if you will. And so folks are really appreciative of that, and they like to work here. These are our friends and family, the industry, the community. So we really had not ever considered that.
And along with that, too, we tend to support the young filmmakers, and we try to put on seminars. You know, we host seminars here. We allow people to come in and use the facilities if they have a good project that they present to us. You know, anything we can do to support filmmaking in this town is really important to us.
You'll find that, though, that it's a community of givers in terms of trying to nurture different artistic visions or projects, and we are one of those as well.
So in an ideal world, what are the components you need to guarantee innovation and growth?
Oof.
I think that's yours, Tom.
Well, to me, I think what we really need to do is we need to have leaders, we need to have all sorts of people looking farther down the road, looking beyond what's happening right now and being able to kind of get the idea of what trends are, try to get the idea of successful things. The things that we're talking about here today, what Janine and I are talking about, are really nothing new. It's happening in other states. It's happening a lot in Canada. I mean, and it's very successful for those people. For innovation, you know, we have a proud heritage in Wisconsin as far as innovation is concerned. I think that we just need to see that
fostered, nurtured a little bit more to see that people that do have new ideas have a place that they can exercise those ideas.
You know, I would add to that, too, that I think we need to put more emphasis on the value of expression through art form. That will tap into places in ourselves that will prove to be much more successful on a much greater scope and level for humanity, if you will. And so the closer we get to understanding the value of that voice, recognizing that. And so there are many, many different art forms that we represent here in the city of Milwaukee. We've got a ballet, we've got a symphony orchestra. But beyond that, on individual terms and levels, for people to continue to express themselves in that way, I think that's going to add value on and more levels than we realize.
Janine Sijon-Rosina and Tom Davenport are co-owners and founders of RD Image and RDI Stages in Bayview. They spoke with Audrey Nowakowski.